There are some moments in life that are forever etched in our memories. I automatically go to positive things, but I'm aware that there are sometimes hard times that are also printed in our memories forever. I think of things such as getting married, positive, not challenging, but positive. The birth of our two sons, also positive, although a little bit challenging. Picking up the keys to our first home. I'm sure some of you can identify with these things. I remember attending an amazing concert as a teenager. Perhaps it's a holiday of a lifetime. Or maybe even when you have encountered God in a new or powerful way. Things that you don't forget. But I find that as I'm getting older, some of these things that were life-changing now seem a distant memory. For example, this coming Tuesday, our eldest son turns 24. And I wonder where time has gone, and some of you speak to me about your children as they are getting older. As you're having grandchildren, you ask, where have the years gone? And I remember, as some of you would understand, the day that Noah was born so very clearly. But at the same time, life moves on quickly. We get busy and suddenly we're 24 years down the track. I just sound like a really old person, actually. And we're currently navigating building a house with Noah, his house, in another state, rather than how to get him to sleep through the night, which in hindsight seems so much more simpler than what life is now. And while I'm not one to advocate for living in the past, I am one who does like to ponder. But I also really like to reflect on God's faithfulness in many events, and particularly in my life. Well, we've heard a lot from Joshua this morning, and we just heard from Joshua chapter 4 and watched that clip, the clip that summarises really the first five chapters of this book in the Bible. But I really love this chapter 4 of Joshua because it reminds us of a faithful community, the Israelites. Granted, they didn't always get it right, and there was a fair bit of whinging and moaning as they wandered through the wilderness. But God still led them to the promised land, and still they were faithful in many ways. We know that the Israelites, well, you may know that the Israelites wandered for 40 years in the desert. Now, the journey that these people took, I did read once that if they had gone the most direct route, it would have only been about 11 days, but it took them 40 years. But by now, many of them had passed away. There was a new generation. And as we've just heard and seen, there was a new leader whose name was Joshua. And it was Joshua who, with God's direction, was going to lead them into the new beginnings in the promised land. Well, we heard that the people have just crossed over the Jordan River, which in itself was a miracle, because it says in Joshua 3 that it was harvest season and the Jordan was overflowing its banks. But as soon as the feet of the priests who were carrying the ark touched the water at the river's edge, the water above that point began backing up a great distance away at a town called Adam, which is near Zarethan. The water below that point flowed onto the Dead Sea until the riverbed was dry. Then all the people crossed near the town of Jericho. Yes, it was another miracle, similar to the parting of the Red Sea. But God wanted the people to remember the moment that they had crossed into the promised land. So he gave them an instruction. The Lord said to Joshua, "Now choose the 12 men, one from each tribe. Tell them, take 12 stones from the very place where the priests are standing in the middle of the Jordan, carry them out and pile them up at a place where you will camp tonight." God tells them to take these 12 stones and to build a memorial, if you like, something to help them remember. Well, yes, everything moves forward in life. It's still okay to pause and reflect on what God has done, where God has led us, how he has been faithful in the past, and perhaps even how people have been faithful. Now, I'm not sure how many of you walk around this building. I do a lot of steps here in a day. Try to take the stairs 90% of the time. But there are several things that I look at when I walk around this building that remind us of the faithfulness of God. You look here even at the holiness table in this room, which is this table at the very front, if you're not familiar with that terminology. I believe originally from Granville Corps. And I think, how many people have knelt at this table? Yes, it's a timber table, a piece of furniture, but it's also a place where God and people have displayed faithfulness. Or in the cafe, which you probably just walk past these days, don't even notice, is this mural with so many pictures and images, again depicting the faithfulness of God and his people, as so many have loved him and served others within the city of Parramatta. Or the foundation stone down by the front door. Do any of you ever walk past this? If you drive into the basement and just come straight up to level one, you probably bypass it every time. But I encourage you to go down and have a look at it. On this monument, if you want to call it that, are the stones of the buildings past, George Street, Smith Street, of Granville, and some other things as well that you can have a look at. A physical reminder of God's faithfulness to his people in the past. Joshua 4 verse 7 says, "These stones will stand as a memorial among the people of Israel forever." It's good to remember the faithfulness of God. When God has provided for us, when he has led us through challenging circumstances, or when he's answered our prayers or led us onto new and different things. In many cases, though, remembering does not mean focusing on literal stones. I don't know when the last time was that you built a memorial out of 12 stones, but I don't think I've ever done it. But for a church, faithfulness can be about the people, the stories and testimonies of lives that have been transformed, the faithfulness of ministries that were commenced. I think back a couple of years now when we celebrated the 140th anniversary of Parramatta Salvos, and I read so much history of the Corps. And I was so encouraged to read of days gone by when there were ministries in the Parramatta jail that is no longer open, or Sunday schools being commenced in different suburbs around, in Westmead and in Rydalmere. If it was raining, they would meet in people's garages or on the bus. Mission trips. More recently, I mean, I know they've been going a long time, but English conversation classes. Now with Bible study afterwards, perhaps market day. The faithfulness of God and his people. Of course, the list could go on and on when we're talking about Parramatta. But as many of you would understand, being faithful, whether as an individual or corporately, it requires a step or many steps of obedience and trust. And this is how it was for the people crossing the Jordan River even. The priests actually stepped into water, into the flooded water, carrying the Ark of the Covenant. the waters hadn't yet parted. They stepped into the water, and as they took that first step, then the waters stopped flowing. Joshua and the people followed the instruction of God, but it was Joshua who passed on the words of God directly to the Israelites. So the Israelites did as Joshua commanded them. It may have happened, but we don't read of any arguments or delay in this narrative. They didn't necessarily try to make improvements on God's plan, although I'm sure some of them had their own opinions. They, as people, were not perfect, and we know that from reading stories of them in the wilderness. But yet they were still willing. And they did take on the posture of obedience. Sometimes God asks us, even calls us, to take a step before we know the whole plan or the outcome. David Firth, who is a lecturer in Old Testament from the United Kingdom, says, "The way this narrative is told also reminds us that God knows considerably more than is revealed to us at any given point." Though at least some of that is revealed to Joshua. God knows far more than we know, far more than he reveals to us at any given point. You know, being a faithful community is not about having all the answers, but it's about trusting in the one who does know, and it's about being brave enough to take that first step. In December last year, I was asked to go to a law firm in Parramatta to briefly speak to their staff and to pick up some hampers that they were putting together for our Christmas cheer distribution program that would be happening in a couple of weeks. When I asked the address, the woman I was speaking to told me that I probably knew the location because it was the QBE building in Smith Street, which she said to me, "You know, the place where you used to be located." So I headed there at the given time and I spoke to the staff and then I joined them for a bit of a team building exercise as they competed against each other to put these hampers together. And during my time there, several of the staff asked me if I knew about the tiles around the back of the building. Does anyone know the tiles that I'm talking about on the ground at the back of the QBE building? Yes. These tiles, and I tried to find a photo, but they must be on Dave's phone. They're not very big. I don't know how big they are, maybe 10 or 12 centimetres squared. And they actually mention the Salvation Army Parramatta, as well as the wider Salvation Army. And you can walk along, and there's a bit of a history of the Salvation Army. When the Salvation Army began in Australia, different facts that have happened, that have occurred. Quite an interesting walk if you can get around there. It is sometimes locked, so just be careful if you're heading down there. But these staff were very interested in the history. A note to self, next time I go back there, I'm going to take someone who's been at Parramatta much longer than me because I need more, you know, historical information to give people. But it was a reminder to me that within our community, Parramatta Salvos is known and appreciated. We are known in this city. On Friday afternoon, just gone, I was at a meeting at St. Pat's Cathedral with some of the other church leaders in the area. And they said to me then, they said, "You know more than us, and we value your opinion and that work of the Salvation Army that you are doing in this city." And I was reminded again that a faithful community doesn't just exist for itself. It exists as a signpost to show the world Jesus. And when people see our lives, our love, our perseverance, they should see evidence of God's faithfulness. And I love that God's faithfulness is evident in this place. And so is the faithfulness of us, his people. We would not be here without the faithfulness of so many who have gone before us, people who believed, who trusted, and who were obedient to taking that first step. But just because there has been faithfulness in the past doesn't mean that we have arrived and that our job is done. If you keep reading the book of Joshua, you read of things that the Israelites continue to do, some good, following God, some not so good maybe. They also didn't act on every great idea or opportunity that presented itself. Because being faithful sometimes means that we need to evaluate ideas and see if they align with what God requires of us. I'm going to skip ahead a little bit because in the beginning of Joshua chapter 5, faithfulness for the Israelites meant giving priority to the Passover before they went to claim the land that God had promised them. Prayer, worship, praise, reflection, discernment, they often need to come first before we take on the big task. We know that God honours those who put faithfulness to him above all else. Having said that, there are definitely times when we, as the people of God, need to seize the day when opportunities arise. But when and what we do still must be consistent with what it means to be faithful to God. As Caleb mentioned right at the very beginning of our service today, we continue to consider our theme for the year of heart to God, hands to Parramatta, which then helps us to ask the question, what is next for this faithful community? Faithful in the past, faithful in the now, faithful in the future. God still has great things in store for this place. Of this I am certain, otherwise I would not be here. We want to be good stewards of what we have. We want to continue to shine the light of Jesus. We want to continue to love others. We want to continue to honour God in all we do. We want to continue to be a faithful community. Then Kylie said to Parramatta, in the future, people will ask, what do these stones mean? Then you can tell them, this is where we Parramatta Selvos, stepped out in faith. For the Lord our God went before us and led us as he had done in the past. He continued to provide for us, and we followed in obedience. He did this so that all nations of the earth might know that the Lord's hand is powerful, and so that you might fear the Lord forever. What is God calling us? What is God calling you to be faithful in today?